This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jeff Joniak.
And it keeps getting better for the Bears defense.
The voice of your Chicago Bears.
And in the backfield, Akeem Hicks. He takes the handoff and he is in for the touchdown. Touchdown, Bears. Fridge revisited. Akeem Hicks punctures the goal line.
Twitter.com/Jeff Joniak.
Shotgun snap. Hand off to Burton. To Cohen. To throw to the end zone. And he's caught for the touchdown. Anthony Miller from Tariq Cohen. And Matt Nagy pulls another trick out of his bag.
Jeff Joniak with Mully and Haw.
You have got to be kidding me. Fade to black.
Jeff Joniak, you are ridiculous.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. He is the radio voice of the Chicago Bears. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, Mike. Good morning, dude. How are you guys?
We're doing okay. And just curious, obviously, Big Z reporting overnight that we've already seen Ed Donatell interview for this job. I would imagine if he's being hired, it will happen quickly. And of course, he also mentions Chuck Pagano as a candidate, the external candidate, the guy outside the building. First of all, Jeff, what did you think of Vic getting the job? Delighted as you are for him, where does that leave the Bears? And what do you think of these reports?
Yeah, there's no question. I'm happy for Vic Fangio. You know, guys, certainly earned a chance, and they're going to love him in Denver, and he's in, you know, we know what his style is here at the podium, obviously, but he is who he is, and he doesn't change at any point, so he'll do what he does and what he's done for the last 40 years in his coaching life. He's just a pure football coach, right down to the exact definition of an old football coach. So that'll be fun for him, and fun for him to take over that organization's fortunes, and he has a lot of pieces in place there. But the impact on the Bears, obviously, hey, no one wanted to see him go, obviously, players or just me, you know, just in general, fans and so forth. But how it impacts, you know, where they go is depending on who they hire and how they execute, you know, their scheme with the personnel they have. You know, Vic used everybody. He was not afraid to use any type of player on that team. You look at some of his packages, it always impressed me, whether he's using DeAndre Houston, Carson, or Sherrick McManus, and trusting in those guys. And so whoever takes over, I think these guys have become used to the idea that, all right, you tell me what to do, you tell me to go to do it, but you also tell me why I'm doing it, and educating me on what offenses are trying to do to me as a defensive player. And I think it raises the IQ of the defense, and I'd like to see that continue. And obviously, Ed Donatell, I have a lot of great respect for him as well. Long ago when he was with the Packers, and specifically the Packers, you know, his name was bandied around as a head coaching candidate in the National Football League. He spent 8 years doing it. He's done a heck of a job with the secondary. That secondary has grown as well, and within the context of the scheme. And they've been in the right place at the right time more often than not here in the last few years. So obviously they were going to interview this guy unless he didn't want to interview for the position. But, you know, this is a way to keep things similar to what they've had. And then in terms of outside candidates, you know, there's a lot of good defensive coordinators out there. But finding the right fit for what you have and what they want to do with the 3-4 is the key.
The fit with personality also probably matters as well, Jeff, and I think that you're in a situation where you've gotten to know Ed Donatell, whether it's just being around Hallis Hall on a regular basis or maybe having him on your coach's show. Stylistically, you know, not aside from football, because everybody kind of understands these guys are adaptable and there would be very very little reason to change what's working well for the Bears. But his approach, when he the first time he gets in front of the team, what kind of guy is he? What kind of personality type is he, and how would you describe it?
I would describe him as frank and fiery. I mean, he has a fiery side to him as a coach on the field. He's an emotional guy in that regard with players, and but also I would say a very he's the type of guy that you get his fire, but then you get his puts the armor on you too. Okay, we're gonna get this done type of guy. So I like the way he coaches. I've seen him coach. I like that fire. Vic didn't have that type of personality to him, but I think the personality of the team right now is energy, fire, belief, trust, and I think those guys in the secondary certainly, and that's the only focus I can look at with Ed, is that they did trust what he had to teach them.
You know, I got to tell you, I think he did an unbelievable job with the secondary. I mean, you can go through individual players, and there are so many success stories. But if there is one, Jeff, that really jumps out at me, it's got to be Kyle Fuller.
Yeah.
Because Kyle Fuller, when they first came in with that scheme, the feeling was that he didn't fit, and they were going to have to move on, and they did not pick up his option. And, I mean, it's amazing the transition that he's made in that scheme. And, you know, if you keep Ed Donatell, you keep that going. And I know there are a lot of great coaches out there, but I think that's something to consider.
Yeah, I agree. He is example A. There's no question about it. He's done a terrific job, and, you know, he kind of sets the tone for the secondary in terms of his toughness. This is one thing about Kyle Fuller, whatever opinions people may have had about him before. He's a very serious competitor, very focused on what his job is. And you need, in this scheme, if they play it the same type of way, you need corners that are going to be willing to have contact and tackle. And we saw this defense playing very fast all the way to the end of the season, closing on people. You can look at all the audio on the highlight clips of just simple plays, you know, 5-yard hitch routes that are just hammered down to the ground by Fuller. Amukamara is not as physical, you'll even admit it, but you need those types of guys in this particular scheme, and guys are flying all around, and Fuller was an example. And Adrian Amos got a lot better too. I mean, he was in the right place at the right time on several occasions this year. I think he grew, and Eddie Jackson's growth has been exponential, and that's a key figure in this whole thing too. So, yes, Bryce Callahan, they all improved. They really
right.
did.
Right.
Jeff, it seems like we've been talking to you all week because we've heard your voice repeatedly with the replay and the Cody Parkey's miss at the end, the 43-yard field goal, the double doink. And I wondered, you know, that had to be difficult to call. And I wonder how, if you could take us back into the booth and just talk about, you know, what was the hardest thing about what you saw and putting it into perspective as quickly as you had to do that. And where does it rank in terms of most bizarre or difficult defeats to call?
No question the most difficult defeat to call. And you can throw the Super Bowl in there, but the game got away from them. This was the thrill, literally the thrill of victory and agony of defeat moment, because they're driving Trubisky. You know, first of all, you got to give Tariq Cohen his due, because it set the field for them to make the comeback with less than a minute to go. And Trubisky was outstanding. Allen Robinson with some great routes. And you know, you just had the feeling that this was going to happen. This was the mojo. This was going to happen here. And it would have been total redemption for Parkey, completing his redemption there. And then it would be, hey, wow, look at what Mitch Trubisky has done here. He has led the Bears to a game-winning scoring drive, and it very easily could have been a game-winning touchdown, too, if he would have connected on that third down throw. So, you know, it's amazing how the, you know, what you guys are calling the double doink and what people are calling the double doink has changed the picture, you know. So we'd be talking about a whole bunch of different stuff here, obviously, and another playoff game. But more importantly, the growth of and the moment of Mitch Trubisky that I still think we should focus on moving forward. That was critical right there, too, in a playoff game, in your building with a lot on the line. So, yeah, it was, you know, I'm no different than you or a fan, you know, when you're calling it, you can't help but be
caught up
in the moment as a fan of football. So you get sucked in, and it was just, I you know, Jim Durham had one of the greatest lines when MJ hit his shot against Cleveland. There's stunned silence, and that's, I would never use that to steal it, but that's what it was. Stunned silence.
It's funny because we talked to Mike Kliss out in Denver, and he was saying that he felt that they were going to move forward, and if Vic was coaching this weekend, he wouldn't be their guy. So, again, this is all conjecture, but among the other fallout of all that, you know, it's rough one, Jeff. It's just a rough one.
Yeah, I know. It is, you know. But, hey, that's why, you know, these are the greatest reality TV shows or reality programs in the world are these NFL games. The NFL, week to week, the drama. That's why we love it. You know, you can't script it. You never know what's going to happen, especially in the NFL. I mean, we're talking, what, 6 inches? 6 inches from Southern California in a night game against the Rams. So, yeah, the fact that it hit the post again, that's the stunner of it all. I think the odds of it happening so many times in one season really is remarkable.
And as you say, you go into the Rams game super confident, and you got the quarterback who's just led you from behind, the one thing people were talking about. I mean, there would be so many reasons to feel good about that game.
Yeah. You know what else? You know, there were guys that told me on that Monday after, it seems like weeks ago already, but it was only Monday, but in that locker room, you know, they felt they had it and that they were going to go into L.A., and they felt very confident about taking on the Rams.
Right.
So there was a surging confidence in this football team. You talk about peaking and not peaking at the wrong time. I don't think they peaked. They were getting there. And it would have been interesting to see.
Jeff, is Cody Parkey going on the Today Show and putting himself out there again when he doesn't necessarily have to and it's not necessarily a team function, consistent with his personality that you've observed in his first year as a Bear?
Well, that's a hard one to describe. I was surprised that he was going to be doing this, and I can't hear it because I'm on here right now, but he's on there right now.
We played it last hour. Go to our 7 o'clock hour podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we played the whole thing. They tape it, you know, in Chicago,
okay,
so it's out in New York.
And, I didn't know that. What did
he
say? Magic.
He said absolutely nothing. He really didn't say a thing. I think Savannah seemed to want him on and seemed to believe that you know, they didn't even ask him about previous misses. He talked about that miss. They had a laugh about it. And then he said, kicking is what I do, not who I am. That would be the takeaway quote.
Well,
his wife came on and said she's proud of him. I just thought you should know that.
What'd you say?
His wife came on and said she's proud of him, the way that he handled it.
Okay. Well, the way he has handled it and, you know, the way he handled it in the locker rooms.
Right.
You know, he's never shied away from anything. I have a ton of respect for that. And I have come to enjoy Cody Parkey as a person. He's a very nice young man. Seems to be head screwed on right. And, you know, he just had a bad run of luck here in 2018 into 19. So where the future is with this and how it all plays out, we'll see soon.
He also said that he hadn't been on social media, so they didn't address any of that stuff that came out that he was getting threats and stuff like that. It wasn't about bullying.
You know, that was predictable too, though, right? You know,
sure.
Happens all the time.
Things
are
going to happen, so.
Predictable, but not necessarily forgivable. Don't do that sort of thing. I think we all feel that way.
Yes,
But you're right. Predictable.
Thanks, Jeff. Have a great weekend.
All right, fellas.
You take care.
Enjoy your weekend.
See you Monday.
So good talking to you all year.
All right, buddy. Cheers. That is our guy, Jeff Joniak.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.